Clef?
Yes, sir.
First of all, let's talk about Haiti. How is Haiti these days?
Well, right now, you know, we have a president in place. His name is Michel Martelly.
Sweet Mickey.
Sweet. Well, Sweet Mickey is when he was performing.
His stage name. Y'all don't call him Sweet Mickey, President Sweet Mickey?
No, we don't call him President. We call him President Michel Martelly. If he ever starts to sing again, we'll call him Sweet Mickey. right now, he's, you know, the challenges he's probably faced is certain things that whenever you want something done, it has to go through the parliament, you know. At times, I feel like he's struggling to get certain things passed. But he's definitely doing a good job in the sense of opening up Haiti for business, making the opportunity available for you to be able to set business.
What kind of business can you do in Haiti?
You can do a reconstruction business. You can do agriculture business. You can do solar business. These are some of the businesses that are open, import-export businesses.
What about all the money that was pledged to Haiti after the earthquake? How was the president?
Did it come in?
Yeah.
And how was it parceled out?
Well, there's two parts to that. One is that you have what's called the donor money, which there were different funds that were set up, including the Red Cross, the George and Clinton Fund. So this money never went directly to the government, per se. The money that is allocated to the government will be the money coming from the World Bank and the United States directly.
Mm. The book is all about your life.
Yeah, my book is basically a raw and honest memoir of basically me from a child all the way up to now. It's going to be a series of 7 books.
Oh.
After I ran for the presidency, so much as the name Wyclef Jean became more famous than Wyclef the person, so it was important to just detail in different stories through the years that from Fuji fans on down have pieces and parts of, and eventually what it came out with their own version. So it's important that I laid it out.
Let's talk about the Fugees, and let's talk about
because you spent a lot of time talking about not just the Fugees, but and how you all came together. But a lot of this book was devoted to your relationship with Lauryn Hill.
Well, that was very important because the score sold over 17 million albums done inside of a basement. There's an undertone while the score was being done. So being that undertone was the score, there have been countless, from beauty salons to barbershops to all, so this is not anything that a Fuji fan would not want to see and to fully understand and connect the dots of exactly how the Fugees came to be, how the music was created, and how the breakup was. This was a pivotal part of how the music was done.
I've been reading about how you say in the book that Lauryn Hill lied to you about the baby being yours, and that was part of the breakup. And she's going through so much right now. Have you been in touch with her? Is she going to jail?
The first part of it is that the book that I was writing could not predict what Lauryn was going through at the time. The deal with the publisher was stated for a date for this to come out.
Oh, okay.
So there's only one focus of the paragraph of the book, but if you read the book in its entirety, far from dissing Lauryn or wishing harm upon her.
Mm.
The last information that I received was probably there's a court date, which will happen in October. And once again, I said I'm at the display of anything I can do to help in that matter, I would.
You talk a lot, Clef, about, as I said, about Lauryn, but you also mentioned, you also talk about the fact that you were in love with two women at the same time, Lauryn and your wife. And there was a point in the book where your wife said, that you all were in the car together or in a space together, and your wife said, you have to choose between us. And I'm just wondering, how are things at the house? Because there's a lot of this about your relationship with Lauren that, you know, has now been resurfaced. And so I'm just wondering, how does that work for you?
You're still married?
Now at the house.
Well, one part is you keep going back to there's a lot about Lauren in the book. There's actually more about my father in the book than about Lauren, about my relationship with the dad, which actually weaves everything from beginning to past. When a memoir is written, what you do is you go back to a time period and recreate the situation of exactly how it was created at the time. So my relationship is a very strong one because not based on facade. It's just based on truth and honesty. And it's based on mistakes, past mistakes. And any man that's listening to this or read the memoir or anybody that's been in some, any form of relationship, whether if it's the secretary with the businessman, the preacher with the congregation, Wyclef with Lauren, Marvin Gaye with Tammy Terrell, this thing will happen over and over again. Mm-hmm. My thing was to lay it out and to see past that. How could you grow past that?
How about your organization, which was to help Haiti? How are things there? I know you all have some financial difficulties.
Yeah, ELA is definitely doing much better in the sense of when the organization was set up 2005 before the cameras and everything was rolling. The most shocking part of it to me is in 2005 I was asked to. Go to Haiti. Basically, you had the Red Cross in Haiti, the UNICEF World Food Program. At the time, Aristide was asked to leave the country, flee however he had to leave. The gangs rose up. I'm the guy that they brought back and practically had to facilitate them getting into the slums to bring the food. So what I did was I used to take yellow tags and put it on a truck so that they don't get shot up or robbed, you know. So it was funny to see how in 2010, or, you know, when this thing occurred, and this foundation that came after was us, when there was different foundations raising $250 million. Like I said on Oprah, the questioning of would I ever still fund for my charity is ludicrous. But the idea of governance was something that we worked towards and got that part of it straight. Beyond ELA, Haiti was not created for ELA. It was created to work in partnership with different NGOs so they can actually land whatever they were trying to do in Haiti. Once I decided that I was running for president, you can't be a candidate and be part of an NGO, and that's when I had stopped that.
Now, you also have an ebook with additional songs that is available with Purpose, right?
Definitely. We have a book that goes with the book, the first of its kind. Not only do you get, not only can you read or listen to it, you know, while you're driving, you can also play the music with the scenes, too.
The book is called Purpose, An Immigrant Story, Wyclef Jean. Man, sounds interesting. I got to pick this up.
All right,
Wyclef.
Good luck.
All right, thank you.
And God bless the island nation of Haiti.